Another vivacord? I suppose whatever Nazi's vivacord is recording, the cave people can hear what I'm doing too. I hope, dear listeners, that you can somehow enjoy me moping here on these cobblestones, while busy peasants hurry to and fro with their more meaningful lives. It's all you're going to get.
Why do you keep playing that weird drum? It's not even a song.
It's a magic drum. It keeps wolves away.
Wolves where?
There's no need to pull out your sword. This drum keeps them away, I said.
Wolves are fast. I have to be ready.
Don't twitch so. You're awfully tense.
Can I have a magic drum to keep these chickens away? They're still trying to eat my coins.
Why do you need those coins, Wenobert? Doesn't Nazi make sure you have enough new clothes? Longer leggings to accommodate those abruptly longer legs of yours? Or are you staying with the elves? Someone feeds you, don't they? You're not secretly earning gold as a chimney sweep.
This is the queen's gold. I'm here to buy things for her.
What?
There must be a counter spell I can buy, or a magic hammer. I will smash invisible walls and free her from the maze.
Wenobert, no! What's wrong with you?
The queen is trapped.
But why do you care? She deserves it.
You're the traitor to the crown. Yeah!
It's offensive that you haven't memorized the look of him by now. He's not so indistinctive. It's all right, my love. The crowd will calm down in a minute. Ah! What? A Wenobert, on the other hand, seems a bit, insane. I'm sure it's temporary. Stop it!
Glory to the queen!
Glory... Dragon dung! That flag! Has anyone seen a royal flag waving around? Nasty curse on it that affects time-displaced people.
Over there.
Over there.
Hold on, Wenobert. Just wait and let me do one little thing. Who's here? Who's waving it? Show yourself! Coward! Whoever it was is gone. My love, are you still up there somewhere? Burn this flag for me, please. Fireproof? Really? Even dragon fire? That's all right. If I can't destroy it, I'll lock it up.
Where are you going, traitor? Get back here! Where are you going?
The community dungeon! You may as well stay where you are and swish your sword at passers-by. Everyone hates the queen. Absolutely everyone.
Liar!
Almost there. What a stench. Is this a deliberate part of our old criminal system? Prisoners must inhale the collective body odors of the entire dungeon. Why should soap be too good for them? Surely they could still feel punished with a little soap and lavender.
Take care, daughter. The scoundrels behind those bars predate Wilzerlot's superior system of transforming all criminals into frogs.
Really, Father, just because they're not frogs doesn't mean they're any danger to me. They're chained up. I simply must do the same to this evil flag. It's brainwashing a sweet young boy who should be obsessed with bugs.
I have another concern.
Do you think we should offer these people the chance to become frogs? We never did use the new system to accommodate the formerly convicted. Perhaps...
The preference of criminals is not my concern. Rather, it is deeply concerning to me that my future son-in-law is still a dragon. Why hasn't anyone restored him?
We can't yet. I haven't a suitable transformation potion. It has to be a powerful one, you know. Dragons being so magical, their bodies repel interference. Chalupa explained it once. But anyway, not now.
Off with your head, Trader. I'll get you. I remember you. You was a night dragon. I thought you ate sheep. I'm not a sheep. What are you doing to me? Get me down from here.
Take it easy, Winnebert. That's a very sturdy torch bracket. Sir JP just doesn't want you running around in your current state.
Why am I upside down?
Because your tangled bootlaces were the easiest part of you to snag on the torch bracket. Hang out for a bit. Think about how to tie your laces more snugly in future.
I'm not staying here.
I'm afraid my dragon man insists. I'll be back out shortly. Besides, the voices in here are far too unpleasant for a child's ears.
Silence, you festering sores! Carbuncles, shut your foul mouths! Yelena, I beg you to leave off your search. Locking up an evil object is a task for a squire.
I haven't a squire with me.
Leave the flag in a pit somewhere and let rainfall drown it.
No, I won't leave it where it can be easily retrieved. If you want me to be done quickly, find me an empty cell. Go on, you could whoosh through this whole place in moments.
I found a vacancy this way.
There. Good and tight. You can't even flap like a napkin into a lap now. No more shall you feel the wind rippling through your frayed and frizzy folds. You deserve nothing but mold and mildew.
The flag cannot hear you rant, darling. It is not your mother.
I have no mother. I wasn't trying to talk to her.
Forgive me. I must go check that the prisoners are secure. Their chains rattled in a most unsettling way when I passed through them.
There you are. Why are you poking around a dungeon?
Why not? You abandoned me 2 days away so you could go to Nelsia's intervention without me. What was I supposed to do? Twiddle my thumbs?
Sorry. You did great, though. The Eo I brought. You must remember.
I tried to give the baby a toy. A cow, I think.
That's right.
I don't think she liked it very much. I just remember Frog Croak sent the elf mum snapping at me. Was that really a Nelsia? It's difficult.
To connect how you see her now to how you saw her then?
Yes. I suppose that was the first time I met her properly. Before what I thought was the first time, when she was watering the castle gardens.
It's okay to let the intervention memories get a bit fuzzy. It's what childhood memories naturally do, even without time travel.
Refresh my memory, then. How did it go?
We stirred up some feelings. I think we should let Anelsia sit with them for a while. Hope for the best.
That poor baby. Are you sure you shouldn't kidnap her? We could restore her to her original body somewhere far away.
That wouldn't help. It would break Anelsia's family worse than it's already broken.
Some families you can't fix. You can just protect the young and innocent from all the mistakes of the old, stubborn, corrupted, ludicrous cavalier.
King David!
Don't stare at me so, Father. You look too long for your beard when your eyes get like that.
My eyes sag with the weight of my sorrow, my dear. I overheard you describing your mother through the guise of another's problems.
The Queen, Father, is nothing to me. Why would I describe her? Why would I even think of her? It's your fault. Stop bringing her up.
You wish to snuff out all thoughts of one who cared for you throughout your youth. The years that built you into the woman you are cannot be so easily dismissed. She is too deeply ingrained in your past to be so swiftly silenced in your mind.
It's true. I learned too late. Nazi, fetch my younger self and sear into her mind how evil the Queen is. Show her the truth.
She doesn't need that. She'll learn through the natural course of time. And so will you.
Learn what? I know everything important now.
Well...
We'd better go get Winobert. The flag's influence ought to be wearing off soon.
Are you sure? Just because you chained it up?
You can take him home if need be. Let's just go see how violent he is. Come on.
Stop struggling, young man. Your bootlaces are only tightening around the torch bracket. Wait calmly.
I dropped my sword. I can't fight off the goblins.
Goblins? Where?
Nowhere. It's him. Why did you jump like that?
Sorry. Big overdose of Dermavage yesterday. Happened to everyone at the intervention. I'm still a bit twitchy. How are you doing, Winobert?
I'm upside down!
Apart from that, did you actually see hostile goblins? You know we have alliances with some of them, right?
Only the bad goblins are sneaking around. I can hear them creeping up on me, and it's behind me!
That's a mouse.
Vigilance might cling to him a bit longer, then. But, Winobert, how are you feeling about traitors to the crown?
What traitors? Have the good goblins betrayed us? Or is it the mouse? That mouse looks very iffy. I'm gonna kill it.
Please lower him to the ground.
Ow! That really hurt.
Are you all right?
I have to fix my boots. It'll take a long time. Can you watch for enemies while I have my eyes down? Please?
Okay, we will. Go right ahead. Aw, poor kid. Two magical ailments at once.
Speaking of, I wonder how long it took for Majar's sap bites to wear off. It must just be the music curse keeping him busy now.
Do you suppose he's kidnapped many bards and minstrels? They may be in danger.
Or they may be safer than before. Singers weren't exactly at the top of Sir JP's rescue list. If Majar needs their voices, at least he'll protect them from dragons.
Nasty!
I'm not trying to blame Sir JP. All dragon slayers have their limits. It's only natural to spend their efforts on the parts of society they value most.
Fair point. You know, it says a lot about a culture, what we rush to protect in a crisis. Have we ever asked the cave people of the future to share their values so we can learn more about them? I know they don't have dragons, but if they have anything comparable that threatens more people than their heroes can effectively save...
Who do they save first? I imagine it's just as individual an answer as it is here between dragon slayers. But you can ask them yourself next time I go there.
Oh, yeah? A million years in the future?
That's when our audience lives, Father. 2024, it's called.
You can't go, Yamalina. The time klutz dropped you when she tried to take you there. We lost you for 31 years.
For Nazi, that incident was over 31 years ago. She's had a long time to hone her skills. Just look how often she moves the children accurately through time. Besides, she moved me 2 days just now, just as far as planned. Her plan, not mine, but...
You call yourself my daughter's friend. How could you risk this again? How could you risk her unborn child on such a foolish journey?
I did a great deal of testing, Your Majesty. I won't do it at her whim again. Not without preparing.
Your preparations are worthless. I do not trust you.
You didn't seem so fussed about it when you begged me to bring Yamalina to visit you in an even more distant future, a time when only tiny islands, mist people, and giant fish are left on Earth.
How dare you! I have never asked you to move my daughter through time. Never!
Right. You haven't yet. I'm talking about future you. You asked me to bring Child Yamalina to-
I would never ask you. You will not move any version of her ever again.
I want to meet the cave people. Don't ruin this for me. Allow me to live my life the way I want, please.
You have my blessing, not my permission.
You said that when Sir JP asked to court me. I thought you meant your permission wasn't needed, but from your tone now...
Very different circumstances. It was ridiculous of Sir JP to ask my permission to pursue romantic entanglements with you. He didn't want me. He expected your answer from my mouth.
He's old-fashioned, Father.
In this case, however, my blessing is a prayer for your safe return. And not my permission means I forbid you to go.
Oh. Well, I suppose I can understand that. You're doing the right thing, Father. I'm sure I'd do the same if my baby wanted to time travel. I promise I'll think of you the whole time I'm there, and I shall feel crippling shame for disobeying you.
If you forget, I can give you guilt reminders in that distant future. It is a ghostly talent that won't wane in the centuries to come. Farewell, my angel.
Goodbye. Mishar, did you hear that laugh? I don't see him.
He must be in that crowd heading back to the marketplace.
Those minstrels are surely cursed to follow him. Ooh, if he's blocking those headaches altogether, he may attack at any time.
Seems to be avoiding us for now. It might be costing him some strength to maintain control of his music providers.
How will we defeat him once and for all? Did you jump ahead and watch our brilliant plan play out?
No, but I'm thinking we'll need to loop his past self. Possibly some giant boogers.
And sap bugs.
No, Winnowbird, let's not. Sap bugs make fools of us all. We'd only—
But they suck away a little power from the magic people when they bite. One of them told me.
What? What do you mean, one of them?
A sap bug talked to me once.
You never said anything.
That's because I want to be a dragon slayer. I don't want you to think I should focus on bugs. That's my old life.
It's okay to be a dragon slayer and a bug expert. Wilserlot needs both.
I guess so.
Besides, you love bugs. You were going to warn beetles in your garden about... I can't believe that came back to me. I was so little. I remember I asked you if you could talk to bugs. You didn't answer me.
Sorry.
Okay, so giant boogers, past lupa, and sap bugs.
And we should take away all sources of music, including me, when sap bugs bite me.
We'll have to shield ourselves from bites somehow.
The sap bug told me Sir JP was stinky. We could try making ourselves smell as bad as him when he was a knight.
I'm sure it was mostly my lucky kiss that made you immune, my love. A sap bug can't understand that. It was interpreting its aversion to you with the only framework it had.
You're lucky. Kiss made him stink.
You may recall, Winnowbird, that the reason Nazi had to find you in the first place was because the Queen demanded expert advice on the sap bugs that plagued Wilserlot. You are in great danger of living up to your original purpose.
Oh no!
That's not a bad thing.
She made it sound so bad.
That's because you're making her boyfriend feel self-conscious, and she's mad at her mother, the Queen.
It's because he should be whatever he wants to be. She shouldn't decide for him.
Deep breath. Let's try to remember that Majar is the looming tyrant threat.
Oh, if only he and the Queen would finish each other off.
The Queen can't die.
Don't remind me.
And Majar should be a frog, shouldn't he?
That is how the law stands. We once told the cave people of the future that we don't kill each other.
Better say goodbye, then, before we descend into savagery.
Thank you for listening. If we are not chewed up by dragons, you shall soon hear more. Wish us luck.
And humane justice.
Right.